This is Dr. Yo. Welcome to Respecting the Future. Your host is Levin Chuck Wilson, better known as Chuck. He has committed his body of work to serving individuals, families, and communities. As a social worker, he's taken the oath to be a change agent. This is the episode in the series of Self-Talk. It's all about self-management and how to move from one position to another, moving the needles and mountains in your life. So, let's talk to Chuck.
Maybe you think that the message has changed. Then won't you lend me your ear, your ear? Maybe you think that the news is new and history can live again. Then you ought to hear this.
So this listener sends us an email stating that her man looks good. She actually says great, but he has no ambition. So Chuck, what should she do? Should she stay or should she go?
Well, you know, that's a good question. And I think we need to define on what looks good means. She's saying that he looks good and she's only with him because she looks good. He looks good. Is there hope? Is there your question is that should she stay because he looks good or because he does not have any ambition? What's your exact question?
Well, I think she wants to know, should she continue because he doesn't want to pursue an education? She's got her master's degree, and all he's concerned about are, she writes it here, let me see, day work?
Day work. Well, that means basically that he probably goes out and, does construction jobs for a day. You know, these are like for people who are unemployed in a lot of cities, they have what you call day work.
Okay.
But my question would be is, you know, when did this happen? Why now? You know, why is she having these concerns now? How long has she been with this person? Did she get with him because he looked good? You know, and how does she stay with him? Looking good, was that the glue to make her stay? I think it may not be about him. It may be about her.
What do you mean about her?
Her thinking, because evidently he's comfortable with doing day work.
Right.
And she was comfortable with him doing day work at some point because she's saying he looks good, but he has no ambition. So did he lose ambition? Did he ever have ambition? You know, how did it start? I need to know more. What's the origin of this relationship?
But we already know, though, in any relationship, the first, 4 months, 3 months, week, you're on a high. And everything looks good around you. The person looks good, smells good. They can't do anything. But after a while, you realize and you look and say, okay, wow. Is this really what I want?
I think we need to define ambition then. Because maybe when they started the relationship, they both were on a symmetrical level.
Okay.
But now they're on a complementary level. Maybe you said she has a master's, right?
Right. She has her master's.
Okay. And you didn't say anything about what level of education he has.
Well, I'm looking here and it says he just completed, actually, he just got his GED, which is great. Yeah,
so
absolutely.
So you have some issues there in terms of education. That doesn't mean he's not smart because he just got his GED.
Right.
But something drew her to him other than just looks, I hope. Because if she was attracted to him and it took her 3 to 4 months to find out he had a GED.
Right.
Well, again, it sounds like he was the one who came up. She settled for 6-packs, 4-pack, 2-pack, whatever. You know, she made a decision. So now it sounds like she's trying to walk it back. She's saying, okay.
Because
The dynamics have changed.
The newness of a relationship has worn off. And I guess you just put the shades or the glasses, the true shades on.
Well,
to see.
So again, I think she has to have that courageous conversation with herself.
Right.
Why did she get in a relationship? Did she get in it to fulfill her own needs? Did she get into the relationship to exchange conjugal felicities with this guy? Did she get into this relationship because he looks a certain way and she wanted a nice looking guy on her arm, which is to show around to her friends? She was not looking at her future. It sounds like, or something has happened in this relationship. There's some dynamics that are going on here that we're not hearing. But since we're not hearing and don't have the whole story,
right,
let me just say this. If you're in a relationship with a man or woman that does not appear to have ambition, I think the first thing to do is to ask the question, do you have any ambition for anything? Have the courageous conversation. That person may have some ambition. It may not be the ambition that she wants. You don't know. He may want to be the best street sweeper in the world. He might want to go out and buy street sweepers. We don't know.
Right.
Right? She may want him to be attorney somebody or doctor so-and-so or engineer so-and-so. That may not be on his agenda. But that doesn't mean he doesn't have ambition. So I think they need to have the courageous conversation to find out, you know, what it is. And if she's just looking at him, now he still looks good.
Right.
But he is working. He is working. He's doing day work. So I think we need to drill down a little bit more. Now, if you're in a situation with the guy or woman, works both ways, that looks good, but have nothing to offer. They are just visual
eye candy.
Assets.
We call that eye candy.
Eye candy, dime piece, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
Right. At the end of the day, if they are a liability to you, well, you need to get your scissors, your machete, your matches, whatever, and cut it off.
Right.
If you're respecting your future.
But doesn't it go further? Like, you've got to rewind and go to the beginning when you meet somebody. A lot of times, as you say, we don't have that courageous conversation. We just are starstruck by the beauty, the image, the, you know, what it means to be in a relationship as far as looking at the individual. I guess sizing them up is what you really are doing.
Well, you're sizing the wrong, but your size and your assessment tools need to change.
So give us some assessment tools that we should be using when you first meet somebody.
So the first thing you meet somebody is figure out, well, first of all, what are you bringing to the table yourself?
The individual.
Like,
okay.
What are you bringing to the table? If you see someone, you're interested in them, and they look good, look at yourself. And say, okay, how do I come off? Am I clean? Am I, you know, presentable? Blah, blah, blah. If they have education or they can put a sentence together, if they can conjugate a verb, if they read, if they appear to have some level of formal education, look at yourself and say, okay, where am I? See where the balance is. See what the balance is, what the dialogue will come from. Again, one of the things that I say in therapy when I'm working with people, take sex and money out the relationship and see what you have left. Right?
That's true.
So if a person can talk to you,
mm-hmm.
if you can have a courageous conversation, or just a you don't have to be courageous, but you can just have a conversation about the economy, social justice, environmental issues, politics, or just regular old conversation about any old thing, and money or sex doesn't come up, you may have something, right? So I think those are some of the basic things we need to look at. But if your conversation starts out, whether it's a man or woman, because now we know women are just as aggressive as men.
Absolutely.
Right? So if that person is coming off with just the sexual stuff or the financial stuff, and be careful, be very careful. When a person is telling you that, hey, I will give you this for that, or if they are even insinuating that, you believe them.
Right.
Believe them. So if that's not what you want, if that's not your game, that's not your party, run as fast as you can. Get away from that. You know, don't subscribe to the big booty and the pretty smile.
So, Chuck, you talk about if that's not what the individual wants, cut it off, burn it off. Walk away.
Exactly. Look at your future. Talk to yourself. This is about self-talk.
Right.
Our podcast is about self-talk. It's about changing your thinking. It's about respecting your future.
Right.
It's about not being at PBS, right? It's about saying, hey, you know what? I'm going to sell this. When you're selling your best of you, when you're selling your integrity, when you're selling your humor, when you're selling your your character, which is all positive, and you're selling something that's pure and honest and altruistic, when you're selling those things, why should you accept anything less than that? Whether it's a man or a woman. So a lot of times I think what's happening is we're fooled by image. We're fooled by the 6-pack, the 8-pack, 12-pack, how many packs you can get.
Right.
Or we're fooled by the nice body, the nice look. We're fooled by that often. What's underneath all of that stuff? Take all that stuff off and find out who that person is. Can they talk to you? Do they have a brain? Do they have a future? Are they just concerned with having Louis Vuitton today? I don't know if I can say that, but are they just concerned about having a certain image, you know, their body looking a certain way? And it's okay to be healthy. It's okay to look good. It is okay. But your relationship should not be contingent on how a person looks. Let me tell you a story. About, I don't know, probably about 3-4 years ago, I went to my 30th high school reunion. Now, when I was in high school, I'm going to give my fellow Titans a shout out, West Side 1984. When I was in high school, I was a big boy, right? So a lot of the females didn't, you know, give me the attention that I wanted, you know. They did. I just didn't get it. But, you know, now I've slimmed down. I'm a little older and, you know, I've accomplished this, that, and the other. I'm still just an old chubby boy from North Carolina. However,
okay,
at the school reunion, at my class reunion, some of the young ladies were now wanting to talk to me. Well, they couldn't see in the future then.
Right.
All they could see was, you know, here's a guy that doesn't, you know, he doesn't look a certain way. He doesn't have the right clothes and may not drive the right car. They couldn't see me in the future. So now the future has caught up with them. And now they were like, oh, let me see if I can holler at him. Well, I was like, well, I don't even remember you. So my point is, don't be consumed by what you see. Understand what you want in the future. Build a relationship. Have dialogue.
So what if you don't want the dialogue, but you want the sex and the money? Then what do you do?
Well,
nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that, but and make sure the other person understands that. Make sure that other person is on the same page.
Right.
If that's your game, that's your game. Case closed.
Case is closed on that one. We had another listener that wrote in, and she was talking about her man doesn't want to clean himself up. And she talks about the grooming. And when they go out, he's in jeans. And from what I'm reading here, it's not designer jeans. These are just scrubby jeans. And he just doesn't care to be dressed up at all. So should she go or should she stay?
Well, again, I don't know if the relationship, the longevity or the tenure of the relationship should be contingent on appearance. I think that if she's unhappy about his appearance, did it just start? You know, my question is, whenever you have issues, when did it start? And why do you want to address it now? You know, again, we don't know. You know, it's two sides to this story or to every story. You know, she may have not cleaned herself up well. Maybe she used to get up and just put on sweatpants and a bandana, as you said earlier.
Right.
And her flip-flops and pajamas to go to the grocery store. I don't know. And he may have said, you know what, since she don't care, I don't care. In any event, if you are unhappy about the appearance of your mate, I think if you love them, if you really care about them, because that's something that we're not hearing in these messages.
Right.
And, you know, it's all about that. If the foundation is about genuine care, genuine love, you really love this person, they will hear and they will try to adjust. You know, relationships is about adjustments.
It is.
It's about adjustments. So, you know, I don't think the deal breaker should be that you don't wear a pair of $300 jeans or that you don't have on, you know, this type of shirt and this type of jacket and you wear this type of eyewear, that type of thing. I think it's about the conversation, what it is. What's your love language?
So is it true to believe, though, in any relationship you have growth and then you have stagnation? You know, when you look at individuals who have been married for 30, 40 years, it still appears that they love each other. But nowadays, relationships, you grow apart. So if you grow apart, should you then have that courageous conversation to say, you know what, this really isn't working.
Well, first of all, all 30 to 40 year relationships don't grow apart. You know, when you build anything, if you build a house, you build a school, you build a bank, you build a church, it takes maintenance. Whatever you build, you buy a car, you know, it takes maintenance. So you have to keep it clean. You got to keep it. You got to get it painted. You have to get it serviced. You have to update this, update that. You got to look at it. You got to examine it. You have to assess it. You have to look and say, hey, I need to put a new door up, new knobs on your, if that happens with something that is man-made, think about something that God has made to love and have feelings and emotions, to be sensational about things. That takes maintenance as well. So if you were sensational to your mate 30 years ago, well, be sensational with your cane 30 years later. You know, if you wore a certain type of lipstick when your lips were full 30 years ago, well, bring the, you know, put whatever lipstick you have on now on those lips that are not as full as they used to be. In other words, keep the conversation, keep the relationship current.
So to wrap this up, though, because this has been a truly awesome conversation, maintenance, you talk about maintenance in a relationship. Give us some, what are 1, 2, 3 recommendations that you can give us?
Number one, be honest. Number two, talk. Number three, listen.
So, Chuck, it's been a great conversation. Conversation about image, economy, relationship, perception. We thank you so much. We encourage our listeners, though, to subscribe and follow us on Podomatic, iTunes, and Player FM. Look for Respecting the Future with Lev and Chuck Wilson. We also look forward to you emailing us. Let us know how you like these series, what you would like to hear. It's levin2@me.com. Glad you joined in on our conversation, and I hope that this episode will help you to make the choice decisions that respects your future. Remember to tune in to our next conversation with Chuck. We want to say thank you to our engineer, Sam Walton. Until then, it's all about moving the needles and mountains in your life.
Maybe you think that the message has changed. Then won't you lend me your ear, your ear? Maybe you think that the news is new and history can live again. Then you ought to hear this.